Ilubiri Waterfront hosts an Egu fishing community, and it is accessible through Osborne Road and seen on the left when approaching Obalende from the Third Mainland Bridge. The baller of the community, Mr. Peter Simenu, said the residents were attacked by workers from the construction site of the ongoing estate.
The incident started at 11 o'clock last November week, Monday. They said to fishing. Immediately when they come, they say they should come out like this. They just see people, they are running. Some of them are running inside water. So they are asking what is happening. Nobody will see to tell to come to them. At that time, they just started burning houses. All them loads. We did there. We just pack them go. Some police, they pack them loaded.
A mother, Mrs. Maria Kudedo, who is still in search of her children, narrate how her children got missing during the attack.
We don't know anything about it. We don't understand what is going on. They just descended on us suddenly and started to scatter all our things. Two of our children are also missing. They ran away as they were about to put them in the vehicle. We've been here under the sun, crying and wailing. We are yet to find the children.
When I visited the community after the attack, I was prevented from gaining access to the residents who now live in the open on the Kunun. The site manager said it was only the Lagos State Ministry of Land and Housing that can approve my entry to see the displaced residents. All efforts to reach the Commissioner of Lands and Housing have so far proved abortive. The chairman of Rural and Urban Development Initiative, RUDI, Mr. Agboyemo Ishola Musdal, decried the inhuman treatment meted out to the poor and voiced.
Some of the area we are mentioning says in their book that nothing or nobody is there. But when you go to this community, that is where the Timi Lagosian populace are living. They do give them voters card, station polling booth to those areas. In terms of maybe collecting allocation from the federal government or donor from the international bodies, they presented like 18 million, 20 million Lagosian. But in terms of spreading development, come about better than a lot of people. Those people, they are nowhere to be found.
An advocate of displaced people in Lagos and from the Center for Defense of Human Rights and Democracy in Africa, Professor Maurice Fanyon, explained how Egun people who settled in Lagos since the 14th century are now homeless.
The state is now in a good time to Egun people because they are downtrodden. Majority of them did not go to school. What they need is fishing. They are always and today. They pursue them from place to place. They are over 1,000. We have children. They are now outside. In a country where there's the rule of law, in a state where we claim that there's the rule of law, a state being led by a lawyer, a son in that matter, is a pity.
The executive director of the Environment Law Research Institute and Professor of Environment Law from the Nigerian Institute of Advanced Legal Studies, Professor Larry Fagbong, spoke on the human rights and environment implication of the eviction.
We ought to have reasonable notice of that eviction that is going to happen to them. In a civilized society, government, no matter how right government is, government must still look at how to protect the rights of those who are vulnerable. It will be expected that the impact assessment will have mitigating option that will come into place in the event that certain developments will happen in that area. That in the 21st century, we are still going around carrying out development as if we are walking in a blind alley.
Experts report that more eviction of the fishing communities in Lagos will further increase hunger and food insecurity in the most populated state in Nigeria and one of the fastest growing mega cities in the world. I am Tina Armstrong.